It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
According to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, 40 million Americans, 40 million, suffer from symptoms of seasonal allergic rhinitis, commonly known as hay fever. Now, suffering from these hay fever symptoms may not only be an issue during the springtime. It can actually be experienced all throughout the year. And why? Why is that? Because there are different types of airborne allergens in different seasons. For instance, spring is the pollen season, where trees and plants start to flower. In the summer, it's actually the grass allergens come out. In the fall, it's all weeds like ragweed. And I know for a fact, out in Texas, ragweed is the worst. And in the winter, it's actually the dampness creates mold allergy season. So again, your symptoms may be the same all year round, but it's due to different allergens that are in the air. Pollen from trees and flowering plants, grass, mold, ragweed, all irritates the mucous membrane tissues in our eyes, nasal sinus passages, and our oral cavity, causing itchy eyes, itchy nose and throat, sneezing, postnasal drip, coughing, fatigue, and even more possibly asthmatic reactions. My patients of all ages are complaining of these symptoms all the time, and they are desperate to find relief without taking the ever so, you know, loads of so many over-the-counter drugs available that can alleviate some of the symptoms, but it can also cause a lot of irritating side effects, such as excessive drowsiness, dehydration, and anxiety and insomnia. Today on Nature Secrets, I would like to share my top 5 natural strategies that you can start today to ease your allergy symptoms from the outdoor seasonal inhalants for you and your children. Number 1. I always say you've got to start with cleaning up your nutrition. In my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, the first chapter is all about nutrition, because what I truly believe is that when you can change what you're eating, then you're going to be able to change how you're feeling and the symptoms in your body. Foods that I believe that are allergenic causes inflammation. And what that means is that there's all excess amounts of histamine released, natural chemicals that are released when you are sensitive to foods or you're intolerant to foods. So if that's the case and you've got more histamines because of the food you're eating, then you will have more respiratory symptoms. Now, the 7 most common foods that I talk about in my book are dairy, gluten, sugar, fungal contaminated foods, alcohol, peanuts, and eggs. Now, what I mean by fungal contaminated foods, things like cheese that has a lot of dairy in it, bread that has a lot of yeast in it, dried fruits can have a lot of fungus growth. Also, things like salads from restaurants that are not clean are just loaded with mold, because it's naturally found in dirt. So if you can cut out some of these foods, and of course peanuts and eggs are really well known to be a very allergenic food, remove all these foods for just 2 weeks. You can do it for 2 weeks, and you will be pleasantly surprised to see that your runny nose, congestion, postnasal drip, and cough will reduce considerably. Now, for more details about my book, you can go to drsuzanne.com/book. And that's drsuzanne.com/book. Now, what's my second secret to eliminating allergies? It's called nasal irrigation. I know that sounds like, oh my gosh, do I have to put a hose up to my nose? No, not at all. But you know what? You can definitely be able to throw away those medications and nasal sprays because they have a high level of potential side effects. And what you can do is just buy or make a simple saline solution nasal spray. And you irrigate it with this little instrument called a neti pot. I use a ceramic neti pot. I don't like plastic or glass plastic or metal, because they can have also other types of toxins coming out of it. And what you do is you can use your own home remedy of 1 cup of purified water. It's got to be purified, of course, because you don't want chlorine and fluoride and other chemicals going into your nasal passages, but purify water. And then you can literally pinch a sea salt. Make a pinch of sea salt. If you don't have sea salt, you can just use regular salt. A pinch of it in that water, 1 cup. Mix it all in. Put it in your pot, a nasal rinsing pot, and then flush out your nasal passages. Because by doing that, you're going to get all the pollen, toxins, any type of soot and smog and car exhaust that you have absorbed and you have literally breathed in that day. And what you want to do is you want to do this before you go to bed. Yes, you could do it in the morning as well, but do it before you go to bed so that you feel a lot better for the night and you're not loaded with the junk, and the postnasal drip then of course causes coughing in the middle of the night. My third natural strategy is to wash out your eyeballs. Oh my gosh, you're going to think, what am I going to do with that? Well, I'll tell you what. Often the allergy symptoms such as runny nose and postnasal drip is because you're actually having an over-tearing of the eyes. The tears drain right into the nose and through the natural tear duct in the inner corner of your lower lid. So when your eyes end up being bombarded by pollen and air pollutants and it literally lands on the delicate mucus lining of your eyes, you'll start to tear really, really overly, excessively, and you'll want to rub it. But I'm asking you not to rub it, because all you're doing is embedding the dirt and pollen and debris deeper into your eye mucus tissues, and of course causing more redness, itching, and then more tearing. So children especially have a real tough time with itchy eyes because they really don't know when to stop scratching them. So I've taught even my youngest, pediatric patients as young as 3 years old on how to wash out your eyeballs and to relieve the allergic inflamed tissue. All you need is a shot glass, a small little shot glass, or you could even find an eye cup found at the drugstore. And you can get natural, healthy eye wash solution at the drugstore, but make your own saline solution again. Mix 1 cup of purified water with a pinch of sea salt, mix, make sure it's all dissolved, and then you pour that mixture into the shot glass or the eye cup. Fill it to the brim, lean over your sink, you know, or you have your child lean over, put it over, put the entire shot glass on your eye and seal it around your upper and lower eyelid, lean back, and then blink. What you're doing is washing out the pollen. All you have to do is blink, 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 coming forward, and then put new water in, because you might have the pollen in that water. Put new water in and go back. Now, there's a video that I've made called, and it's literally for eyeball washing, and it's at drsuzanne.com/eyewash. Go watch that video, everyone, and you'll feel so much better cleaning out your eyes. Okay, so my fourth secret to living allergy-free is by using natural supplements such as vitamin C, quercetin. These are all natural ingredients that reduce histamines. Bromelain, black currant seed oil, will help with inflammation. Probiotics will help your gut and reduce inflammation. Sea buckthorn oil, one of my favorite omega-7s, it's called. One of my favorite oils that reduce inflammation, and also hydrate. If you've got dry, irritated mucous membranes, then you're definitely going to need sea buckthorn oil. And then, of course, pycnogyl is one of my favorite antioxidants and super antihistamines. Now, my last strategy is to clean up your environment, everyone. You really can't be taking all these supplements and eating the good foods, but if you end up having a window that's open all day long and all night long, then you're going to be bringing in all the pollen and the mold into your house. So close the windows up, especially on windy days. Invest in a whole house air purifying system, or at least within your room. Teach your children on how to blow their nose properly, and of course, go Asian style by leaving your shoes at the front door, all right, so you don't bring in all the toxins. You know, reducing the toxic load of your home will be very helpful. Natural remedies will provide us with a lot of healing of the nasal passages. All right, gosh, that was my nature secrets today on lung health, keeping yourself free of allergens. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thank you for listening to Radio MD, Wellness for Life Radio. Until next time, I will see you. Bye-bye. Stay well.